B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, February 6th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. Want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we reached out to our social media followers to ask them if they could go pro in one game. What would it be and why? That discussion will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But joining us now is Andrew Blanchard, esports Tournament Director for Esports Michigan. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on Checkpoint XP.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of background on Esports Michigan and what you guys do over there.
So Esports Michigan is actually recently rebranding to State Champs Esports as we attempt to expand into more than just the Michigan realm of high school esports, but also into the Midwest as a whole, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Ohio. So State Champs Esports and Esports Michigan, what we're trying to do is bring the realm of competitive esports into an accessible and manageable high school atmosphere for high school students so that they can get involved in this growing realm of esports that we all love at a much earlier age, so that they can showcase their aspects and get training a lot easier than it ever was for, you know, people when esports was just first starting to grow.
Yeah, so we're often talking about esports as needing, you know, the high school and the college scenes to continue to grow for it to be sustainable. How is Esports Michigan, you know, bridging that gap between high school and college when it comes to esports?
So currently, State Champs Esports and Esports Michigan are partnering with Lawrence Tech in Michigan. It's a smaller private school based just outside Detroit, and we're working with them to really provide like technology for high school students who move into college, as well as offering scholarships to those students who perform exceptionally well in our league and in our postseason tournament at the end of the year, for them to get that opportunity to go to college, even if they may not have been able to do so for a traditional sport or through academics. They can do so through esports. And we're also looking at partnering possibly with even more colleges in the future as we expand into more games. So that's really what we're looking to provide to these students, to help move them from just a high school, semi-competitive environment to that much larger college, collegiate competitive experience.
So the landscape of esports is always changing. So I'm curious as to what goes into selecting an esport for the program, and how do you get a group of high schoolers to play anything besides Fortnite?
So that last part's always been a challenge, especially in the last year. We get growing and growing questions about when are we going to add or Fortnite? You know, when are we going to do this huge tournament for it? So what we look at, and the reason why Fortnite's currently not one of the games we're running, is we're looking for games that showcase the same things that you can showcase in traditional sports. It's helping to make the transition for schools from traditional sports to esports a lot simpler when you're talking about things like teamwork, problem solving, you know, quick reflexes, things like that. Those are the kind of games that we're trying to highlight. So games like League of Legends, games like Overwatch and Rocket League, which are very, very fast-paced games that are extremely, extremely teamwork intensive and really, really highlight like problem solving and quick deduction skills to make sure that you're making the right move when the right move needs to be done. A quarterback needs to be able to look at the field and know exactly which receiver is going to be open and where that receiver is going to be in 2 seconds so that ball reaches that receiver. In the same way, these sports, you need to be able to watch the enemy team, know when they're moving to the point where you need to be so that you're not out of place. Those are the kind of games that we're looking to highlight right now as we're still growing and helping high schools transition from only doing traditional sports to not only doing traditional but also esports.
So a lot has been made about, you know, the age bracket for going pro in esports, and it's often the exact same age bracket that somebody would be going to college. So how do you try to convince, school kids that have the talent to be active in esports that maybe school is the better path for them as opposed to trying to make it in the pros?
So that's a very challenging question. It's definitely a hard thing, and it definitely comes down to each individual. But for the most part, when you go to college, you're getting an experience that you don't otherwise receive when you're going pro. It's difficult to transition even from high school where you're going to class. You know, you get up at 6 a.m., you're going to class, you get home, and you do homework. To transition from that life to a pro to just college where you're still doing those classes and you're still doing homework is difficult for people. And the transition from high school to pro can only be that much harder when you're moving into a house with other people and you're playing all day, you're under a coaching staff. And it's difficult for high schoolers to really anticipate that, and they can get burned out real easily when you go into pros right in your first year. What going to college offers for high schoolers is an opportunity to get a little bit extra transition time and adapt to being coached, which is a big thing. When you're going to pros, you have very, very high-level coaches, very high-level analysts that are looking for people who are coachable. When you're coming out of high school, most high schools aren't employing these coaches and analysts at the same level that colleges are. And it's difficult to be coached when you've never been coached before. And that college experience not only helps to adapt a player, but open their mind to changing up the way they may have seen the game and allowing them to really grow into a much, much stronger player.
So American esports seem to really be concentrated kind of on the coasts and in the Texas Triangle area. You guys have talked about, you know, expanding kind of throughout the Midwest, an area that's traditionally dominated by traditional sports. How do you guys get yourself noticed?
So we've been doing a lot of recruiting at high schools. Just we either go to the high school, we reach out to the athletic directors, we reach out to the superintendent, and it's been a lot of word of mouth as well. So not only do we get to, you know, sit down with athletic directors, sit down with superintendents or interested parties at a high school, but we have high schools that are actively going around to other high schools in their area and helping them see us as more than just this little company who wants to have their kids do something on the side. They're trying to help them see that esports is here, it's here to stay, and it's something that each high school should be looking at investing into if they have the means to do so. We've recently been partnering with Divine Child, which I was talking about earlier, who's put a ton of effort into their own school and are now reaching out to all of the schools around them, hitting all the public schools, all the private schools, and just promoting at every level of the school, from just the teaching staff to the students to the superintendents, athletic directors, everybody. And that's really where we've been seeing our success, is when not only are we reaching out to the schools, but other schools are reaching out to schools. And that's when you see this tremendous growth, is when schools can see other schools already embracing and putting the effort into supporting this. And then they need to, you know, get on the train and support it or fall behind.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're sitting down with Andrew Blanchard. He's the esports tournament director at Esports Michigan. And as widespread and successful as esports have been in the past few years, there are still parents out there who just see esports as my kids sitting in front of video games. So how does the conversation change when you're talking to parents and trying to extol the benefits of esports to a much, maybe a little bit more critical of an audience?
Yeah, this is a thing that comes up fairly often. And when I'm reaching out to schools, when the rest of my team's reaching out to schools, it's, hey, we have some parents who kids are interested, but the parents are hesitant to let their kids sit in front of a game computer screen for, you know, 5 hours a night for 4 days a week. And what I usually try to tell the parents is that what we're offering the kids and what esports as a competitive genre, what it offers to these students is an opportunity to bond, an opportunity to showcase their talents, and an opportunity to connect with the high school and with other students at the high school in a way that isn't available to most gamers. When a traditional gamer is playing a game competitively, they put in the time, they put in the practice, and they put in the energy, and they don't necessarily connect to their high school. They don't have any school spirit. Their friends probably are also gamers. But outside of the school environment, they don't connect. And what we want to try to see is parents being open-minded to allowing their kids to take that extra step from being they're playing a video game to they're competing in a video game. It's that difference of, hey, my kid wants to go down to the football field or the baseball diamond and hit a couple balls, you know, a couple days a week, to my kid has this game and I'm going to go watch their game. I'm going to be a dedicated parent who supports my child in their competitive endeavors. You know, you support them when they fail. You cheer them on when they're winning. And what we like to see is the parents really connecting and taking that opportunity to listen, have a conversation with your child, and hear what they're trying to tell you about esports. It's more than just a game. It's that extra step that they're trying to take to achieve something and something that they're passionate about. And everybody always says, follow your passions and you'll find true happiness.
Andrew Blanchard, Esports Tournament Director from Esports Michigan, has been our guest here on Checkpoint XP. Andrew, man, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it again, guys, for having me on. It's been a pleasure to get to talk to you guys and really offer this this different side of the story.
For more information about Esports Michigan and State Champs Esports, visit their website over at esportsmichigan.com. Ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we asked our social media followers what video game they would like to be able to go pro in. Like, if they could be bestowed magical powers, what game would they want to go pro in? That discussion is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily from Beasley Esports XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, what's this week on the podcast?
We're going to talk about the biggest concert of 2019 that had 10 million people in attendance, and not a single one had to leave their house.
Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One Podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram so that you can respond to our weekly social media questions. This week, we've asked you which game you would like to be good enough to go pro at. Like, if you were just blessed magical skills at a video game, right? Like, if you went to go see the Super Kai, Super Ultra Kami.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Ultra Kami Guru!
The King Kai of
King Kai, yeah, exactly. Okay. And they were to bestow.
And you trained with Bubbles and Gregory.
Exactly, thank you.
And you became.
Now somebody's getting my Dragon Ball Z reference.
Okay.
And you were just to be given magical video game powers.
I've got the Kaioken for any game I want. I gotcha.
Bingo, yes. Okay. Which would it be?
Okay, for me, it's going to be StarCraft II.
Of course.
Just because it's the very first game that I ever looked at and said, I can blatantly see how much better this person is than me at this, and I know that I will never, ever, ever, ever be that good, no matter how much I train or how much I practice.
And they're still making good money nowadays,
and they're still good money to be made. Yeah, we just had the first non-Korean win the world championship last year.
Maybe it could have been you.
It could have been me if only I'd gotten the King Kai training in StarCraft 2. But I did not.
All right, I'm actually going to swerve you guys here. So you might have thought that I'd pick something like Overwatch, but unfortunately, if that was the case, I'd have to share all all my winnings and like the fame with people.
So you can play solo.
I'm actually going to go the FGC route, and especially after Genesis 6, I'm going to say Smash Ultimate.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
You after seeing like how much they focus in on like those storylines and like, you know, those fighters
it
and
is
stuff
compelling.
Like that. Yeah,
it is
man.
Very
that's
compelling.
What I want. That's what I need. Yeah. I need
you
that
know
spotlight.
What, Robbie, that's funny because I wouldn't have took you for the FGC. I think everybody would have thought I would have said the FGC.
Yeah.
But you're wrong.
What? You're not going to say Street Fighter?
No, you're wrong. It ain't enough money in the FGC. I'm going for Dota. Because all I got to do is win the international once, and I would have made more money than all of you.
That's true.
Well,
so I guess I'm going to be the obvious one, and I'm going to say PUBG because I need to know what it's like to feel like I can win.
Should be good.
Not to just get the chicken dinner. I'd just be satisfied to kill some people.
He'd get carried the whole way.
You have no idea. Like people talk about the way that their blood pressure shoots up in the final circle.
Uh-huh.
If I got more than 3 kills, that's where my blood pressure would be skyrocketing.
There's still 70
I'm
people.
I'm a god at this game.
If you had like the Halifax drop or the Choco drop where you take out like 8 people in the first 10
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly.
That would be you, huh?
Oh my god, I would love it. I would kill for that.
Wow.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening right now at our Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. You can, of course, join us live Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp to respond to our bevy of social media questions, participate in the show. We're live for you each and every single weekday. Again, that's over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Before we get to your comments, though, I got to kick it over to Voice of the People. Sarah, if you could instantly get, you know, King Kai powers, instantly be bestowed powers, instantly be good at one video game, what would it be?
You know, for me, it's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's about being able to impress my friends with a useless skill. So I'm going to go with one that hasn't been said on here that I can see and say DDR.
Oh man.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know what that comes with? That comes with amazing like cardio abilities
it
as
does.
Well.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
it
you also, actually become yeah. a healthy human being from yes. being good at that
it
game.
It also comes with much ridicule.
That's yeah, true. That's true.
It does come with much that's ridicule, true. But it's like it's also one of the only esports that you can be good at and have any chance to show off in your daily life.
That's true.
Like you might exactly. see a DDR machine, but like if you go into an arcade, you're not going to probably see like League of Legends or something like that.
That's true.
Played. You might see, you know, Street Fighter yeah. or Tekken, so you could do that. But
exactly. You get my point.
I see what you're getting at there. DDR is an interesting one. Having played a lot of DDR in my teenage years. Yeah.
Question. Is DDR considered an e-sport? Really?
Well, the question was just what do you want to be good at?
Between the e-sport and traditional sport.
Yeah. I just read an article too about how the DDR like competitive scene has like gone full on grassroots at this point, and there's like still a vibrant like people getting together in garages
so
and playing.
It's the melee of rhythm games.
It's the melee of rhythm games.
That's an amazing parallel.
I personally like the idea that the esports scenes, traditional sports scenes, we can all come together and say that no, DDR is neither.
But it's worth noting that our question wasn't what esport would you
that's
want me to provide.
What video game? That's very true. So let's go and check out some of our responses from social media.
Over on Facebook, we have Tyler that says, Overwatch for sure, because OWL seems like one of the most sustainable pro career paths to take at the moment.
See, now,
if that's the beginning of its life cycle, I totally get it.
Had I chose something that would, you know, get me more into the spotlight or give me a longer career trajectory, I would have chose League or Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Overwatch is a great pick because, you know, anyone's going to look at League and say, well, it is 10 years old. Overwatch is still in its early stages.
That's very true. Very true.
Still on Facebook, we have Nathan who suggests Marvel versus Capcom.
Why?
What? Why?
Norris, we got to send it over to our FGC expert.
If you want to be really good at a niche community game that's going to net you
nothing,
know, maybe a couple of thousand
couple
dollars
thousand
if you're lucky.
A year.
Do people still play?
Oh, people still play.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's just not number one at
yeah, no.
at the scene anymore. Yeah.
Was it ever?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
I got to
yeah.
take first place at EVO and win $1,200.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a little depressing.
Over on Twitter, we have Discogs that says GoldenEye, good old Jimmy Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
Good old Jimmy.
Jimmy Bond.
Our social media followers are so weird.
I mean, Jimmy Bond. I dig wanting to be that good at that game. I just don't know who you're going to get to play with you anymore.
You just got to select odd job. That's the only thing.
That's how you win.
Yeah, that's how you win. That's instant win. There's a smaller hitbox.
Still on Twitter, we have Morgan Freeman that says Tetris, hands down.
That's the only game Morgan Freeman played.
Well, now, hold on. We actually covered the Tetris World Championship last year. Don't go and turn your nose up at Tetris now.
Competitive Tetris is still big. Not in the U.S. You got to go overseas to play competitive Tetris, but like if you go over to Korea, you can still play competitive Tetris.
I'm just saying, like, if you're given the option of all video games to be good at, right? Like, Tetris. think about the APM of someone in the StarCraft community, or like the way that you can make amazing reads in something like PUBG. You're gonna go Tetris, really?
The 16-year-old kid who won the last World Championship was able to register 10 presses per second on an NES controller.
Fine. Yeah, you're right.
Over on Instagram, AshtonLawrence127 says Madden or Call of Duty.
Hey, totally. Madden, you can make some money playing Madden if you're the best in the world.
And it's all you.
It's all you. And then, what was the other one you said?
Call of Duty. That's still vibrant.
CWL is doing really good, actually. That's picking up pretty quick here, actually.
Still on Instagram, we have Edison that says, Farming Simulator, obviously. Those practical,
oh, my God.
Stop it,
Edison.
No,
I like it. I like the lemon grab drop.
Over on Twitter, we have Theo who says, Final Fantasy XI, the one game that's kept my attention the longest. What doesn't have to be a competitive esport?
That's true. What does Pro FF11 look like is what I want to know.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Whoever gets their sub job items first.
Right. Speed running?
I guess.
Being able to claim an NM before everybody.
Yeah,
proclaiming. There you go. All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but make sure you're following us over on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopik over at the Checkpoint News Desk, and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Abe Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.